If you're looking for a great networking opportunity for your business, boy, we have just the person. That would be Lisa McLeese-Kelly, who is in studio. Network in Action. Network in Action. Tell us a little bit about the people who haven't heard of this yet here and why this is so revolutionary for businesses trying to make a go of it here.
Network in Action is completely different than any other quote-unquote networking opportunity you will encounter. So it's not about coming in and passing around business cards. It's about developing deep, meaningful relationships faster. We educate our members personally, professionally, and then help them grow their business.
All right. Very good. And when are the next meetings and what are some special? I've noticed that you have a Network in Action Visitors Day coming up in April.
We do.
And what does that mean, a visitor's day? What do you do?
That means that we invite people in categories that we don't already have taken, and we invite them to come and experience our agenda, see what we do, and see if they like it. If so, then they will sit down with me, and we'll talk and see if they're a good fit. And if so, then maybe they could join.
And in your Network in Action groups, the way it works is that if in this particular group, if you don't have an insurance agent, well, you can get one, but then that's the only one. If you have a photographer or a portrait specialist, there's only one.
Correct.
That kind of thing.
In
right?
each group.
Yes.
Yes.
So you're not all sitting there and bashing each other's heads together.
Yes.
As competitors.
Yes.
So you help each other figure it out. All right. So let's talk to a couple of people who you were brought in because we want to make sure and find out more. I think I'm going to go with Angelica first. Hello, Angelica. How are you doing this morning?
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Now, and it's Angelica Owens. You are a portraitist.
That's correct.
Right? And could you help me understand what's the difference between a photographer and a portrait? I'm stumbling over it myself. Do people stumble over that?
Oh, sometimes. Yeah.
A portrait.
I used to kind of distinguish the difference between photography and portraiture. I grew up doing pencil portraits. I was always fascinated by faces and body lines and capturing people. And as an adult, I picked up a camera, learned that was a different medium to create portraits with, and I've dabbled in different types of photography. I really don't enjoy photographing things that aren't people, so I really focus on people. So difference being primarily a photograph is really just a camera exposing an image with light, but
That's true.
Portrait is meant to capture a facet of your character.
Oh.
So I craft a curated experience that really helps the subject feel at ease and authentic in themselves so that I can capture them on the camera.
If you can make me relax, that would be something. I was telling Angelica, Lisa, that I have all the pictures that they have of me at the radio station are about 15 years old now, and mm-hmm. I'm way overdue, you know, for something like that. I hate having my picture taken.
That is what every client tells me. They
really?
Hate having their photo taken, or they're not photogenic, or it's going to be stressful, and I've proven them wrong every single time. And I just had a client yesterday say he had never felt so comfortable being on camera.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's good. You know, what do you do? Do you, give them a little bit of nitrous oxide or something? Just, you know,
well,
strap the mask on you, and then, okay, I'm relaxed now. Take my picture.
Yeah. Well, I get them comfortable in the space, and I just kind of get them comfortable with me, because if you just walk into a studio and you're like, boom, camera on your face, like that could be really nerve-wracking, right? You haven't had a chance to kind of settle into the space. So for my full, like, curated custom sessions, I meet with them ahead of time. We mm-hmm. do a styling and planning session. I find out what their vision is, like what they're maybe self-conscious about or what they would like to emphasize, and just kind of get to know them and have kind of that sit-down meeting ahead of time. We pick out wardrobe so they don't have to stress about that. That can be one of the, you know, more challenging pieces. What do I wear? Right. So make sure all of those kind of details are picked out ahead of time. Then when they come into the studio, for ladies, we have hair and makeup styling. For gentlemen, I send them to
a
barber.
It's full service.
It's
okay.
Full service.
Okay.
Yeah. So it gives them some time to kind of settle into the space. I cater charcuterie boards for them. They get to relax and have some snacks and get into this, integrated into the room before they're on camera.
Is it a walk-in kind of business, or do you have to make an appointment?
It is appointment only, yes.
Okay, and how do people get a hold of you?
They can go on my website, angelicaowens.com, or they can call me directly, we'll set up an initial consultation, usually phone consultation, and then once we move forward with the session, then we do our planning and styling in-person
session.
I'm
glad there are people like you out there, because I know a lot of folks think, it's okay, I'm just going to give myself a selfie, you know?
Yeah.
And it's worth paying a pro, wouldn't you say?
Yes, because it captures, you know, a moment of your legacy.
Yeah, indeed. And if you're going to use it in your business, even more important to not look like a geek, which is like what all my old headshots. Thanks, Angelica.
Thank you.
And I wanted to talk to probably the, I have to tell you, if I were to turn her loose in my workspace, so she could It's Michelle Melicky.
Milicky.
Milicky.
Yes.
It's Michelle Milicky.
Yes.
And you are from Rogue Organizer. What? So you are a what? Are you a professional declutterer of sorts?
I absolutely am a professional declutterer.
Now, see, here yes. it is. You look perfectly coiffed and everything's like, so did you just take your own personal kind of ethos and turn it into a business? I mean, how'd that work?
Yeah, it's something that I really love to do and it's natural for me. And I've experienced it. I helped my grandmother downsize and I just thoroughly enjoy the work of helping people enjoy their homes and work more efficiently.
Okay, so are you someone that comes in and says, okay, I'm going to clean your garage or I guess...
Yeah, I help you park your car in your garage again. Yes, I help you use your spare bedroom again for an actual bedroom instead of a storage area.
Take us through a little bit of that process. That could be fascinating. You know, American Hoarders TV show people probably getting in touch with you, I
right.
guess, huh?
Well, like in a garage, I will sort through everything. I'll get all your tape measures together, all of your like-minded things together. And then we go through and you shop through your things and maybe pick your, instead of keeping 14 tape measures, we keep like 5 of the best ones. And then I donate the rest of them for you. I don't sell anything, but I bring all your donations away so you don't drive around in them with them for like 2 weeks so in your car.
So kind of a full service then.
Yes.
What is the, are you doing this mostly for seniors or people who are changing in their, maybe downsizing?
Yes.
It's like they're really at a critical thing. What am I going to do with this, right?
Yes. If they need to go into assisted living, they need to downsize from the house they lived in for 16 years to maybe a smaller apartment. Mm-hmm. Business owners who are so busy that at work they give it their all and then they come home and their house is a disaster because they can't keep up on both ends.
Isn't it funny how there is almost a burden that is on us with the burden of things? It's like I'll sometimes look through my stuff and, you know, for me, it's like electronic junk, you know,
yeah.
in my garage
oh, yeah.
is what seems to be. And it's like, yep. it's stuff that people have called me up and say, it's going to the landfill. And then I got to do something. How do you break people of that and get them to release it? Is there a process to that?
Or? Yeah, just talking to them, I hear a lot that, well, I spent a lot of money on this. Well, you've already spent the money, so you're not losing money by keeping it. And, well, I don't
That's the excuse.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Because you're thinking, well, this is worth something. Okay, well, how are you going to get some worth out of it, though?
But is it worth it to you if it's taking up your space and you can't enjoy your home? And
right.
then if you don't want to put it in the landfill, is your home going to be full of things that are just the landfill now because you don't want to put it in the landfill? It's going to end up there. It's whether you put it there or someone else does.
And the other thing is that if you are of a certain age, and I'm getting close, we're all getting there, you know, at some point, do you want your kids to have to go through all this stuff?
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't. It's a burden. And if you want your things to go to places that are going to where it get used, then you want to pick to do it. If you leave it to your children, it's going to end up potentially in the garbage, or people are going to come in and take it for nothing anyways. So you might as well give it to the people you want it to go to now.
Michelle Milicky from Rogue Organizer. And how do people get in hold of you?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, or you can give me a call on
my
phone.
And, you know, the one thing I needed to ask both of you quickly, how has Network in Action helped you in this? I mean, it's kind of a specific kind of business you're both in, really.
For myself, huge. It's just been a great support system of people who have the same values I do, honesty and integrity.
Yeah. Angelica, could you comment on that too? I should have asked you that before.
Oh, yeah. It's a great community. It is very different than other networking organizations. I'm in quite a few different networking groups, and just to get to know people on a more vulnerable human level is just really excellent. And Lisa does a wonderful job of facilitating the group.
That's good to know. Hey, thanks so much, Angelica and Michelle. And Lisa, anything you wanted to add to this here before we wrap? Because make sure it's going to be an open house time in April. So it's not
That's
going to
right.
be long, right?
So what is it? It's April 8, 9, and 10. So if you are Christian, you'd like to come to the Christian group, we'll be at BBSI in Medford on April 8th from 3:30 to 5:00.
What is BBSI? I'm sorry.
Barrett Business Services.
Oh, okay.
So they do payroll, working stuff, lots of different things. So if you have a business, you need to be talking to BBSI. They're amazing. And then if you are in Grants Pass on Wednesday, the 9th, we will be at Tap Rock Northwest Grill from 3:30 to 5:00.
Great place. Sure.
And our Medford group will be at Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors, same time on the 10th.
And Royal's there?
Royal is there.
Royal is there? Yeah, Royal Stanley. Yeah.
Actually, Royal's in the Grants Pass group.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, but we still host it at his place because he has another financial advisor in it
on the
Thursday group.
It's about getting together. It's good fellowship, but also making the cash register ring, too. And getting,
yes,
and getting,
all of the above.
Getting good people. It's all part of that. Network in Action. How do people get a hold of you?
Right now, go to my LinkedIn, Lisa McLeese Kelly on LinkedIn, but pretty soon we'll have a website up.
All right. Very good. Network in action. And thanks so much. It's on Open for Business 851. Thank you. It's great seeing you all here this morning.